How much more work is it preparing for an uncommon opponent than a division opponent?
It's definitely a lot more film study in terms of scheme, but when it comes to the players, it's the same. You know, this year we played against quite a few different offensive linemen, you know, whether it's guys out of position or a new guy. You're always going to see different players. So preparing for the actual player, it's no different preparing for the scheme. That's definitely needs more film study.
To put it in perspective, how different is this Ravens offense from the one you faced in your second year?
They have the same philosophy. You know, just play physical, you know, and play through the whistle.
Like, what's been the difference in the run D the last 2 weeks?
Say everybody's getting more comfortable out there. We had a lot of young guys playing, you know, with Blake, Jake's still, you know, he was an outside rusher in college, now he's an inside backer in his third year, and you have Kenny, Dean, and Q, you know, he's new here, so we've got a lot of new faces, a lot of young faces, and I think everybody's just really starting to, you know, hit their stride, really starting to feel comfortable with playing this game.
Are TFLs or lack of explosive runs the result of the execution?
I just think guys being where they need to be and, you know, playing football the right way.
Hey, Mike, when Nick Perry has a 3-sack game, I mean, however they come, is that basically like a perfect game for a pass rusher, you think?
You'll congratulate him on 3 sacks. He'll tell you about the 2 he missed. You know, and that's just how it is. There's always improvement. Nobody ever plays a perfect game. And that's the goal, is to play a perfect game. Then when you do, how impossible that sounds, then you just got to make sure you do it every week.
If last week was a must-win, then what is this week?
Every game's a must-win, you know, week 1 through week 17. So you always have to step out there on the field knowing that we have to win, and there's no anything else is unacceptable.
Mike, you've talked about your respect for other defenses in this league before, namely Seattle. Is this Baltimore defense one of those that, even though they are uncommon, you kind of had some respect for them?
I've definitely watched them throughout the years. If we're playing an opponent that played them or played them in the year before or played them this year, I always make sure I try to see, you know, that offense versus the Ravens defense. So, you know, they got the right culture over there, and it's definitely something that, you know, it's definitely something to learn from.
Why do you think they've so consistently been among the best in the league?
I just think it's general philosophy, really.
What is that?
You know, just play with a bad attitude and play physical, play tough, and just get after guys from the first play to the last.
Throwback uniforms, love them, hate them.
It's always cool to be able to wear something new. Obviously, to be able to wear the forest green and yellow is an honor, but to wear something different, it's always fun. You know, it's just pretty cool.